Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Cloudy skies throughout the day, some scattered showers as well. We'll hit a high near 80. Cloudy tonight, could see a little bit of rain. And then for Thursday, just mostly cloudy skies, so not too bad. High near 82 on Thursday. Joined today by Steve Matheny and Betsy Roberts. They're the co-managers of the Granville Farmers Market. Steve, I was just telling you, my son took his girlfriend there for the first time, and man, did you guys wow her. That's kind of the cool thing about it is, you know, for folks who've never been over there and they get there for the first time, it's just a kind of an eye-opener for them. How much, time, effort goes into this?
It's truly a year-round effort on the part of Betsy and I through the winter. Obviously, the market does not function through the winter time, but from May through October, 6 full months every Saturday morning, yeah, we're there bright and early and dark and early is the better description to set it up. So it's ready to rock and roll right at 8:30 when the market opens, the cowbell rings, and we plug away until noon.
You got to love it a little bit more this time of year because, like you said, I mean, in the throes of summertime, you're getting there. The sunlight is at least starting to show.
Yes.
But this time of year, it's oh dark 30. So that passion better be burning bright.
Exactly right.
And the coffee better be brewed.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Now, we're used to being there early. Betsy and I, and we have a good partner in one of our chamber board of directors member. He helps us out most Saturday mornings for setup.
Wonderful.
And then Betsy's husband, Drew, helps us put it away at noon or late in the morning, which we appreciate.
What time do the vendors start getting there? Because I know, you know, it's kind of cool. You go and you see the marks on the ground where the vendors have got to be. So you guys, I mean, this is how well they've got it planned out.
Well, those stakes and the marks on the ground, Betsy and I do those usually on Thursday every week. We refresh those, repaint them, put in the stakes so that dark, early Saturday morning, the vendors can see the spots.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors get there the earliest, right a little bit after we get there, like 7:15, sometimes 7, but...
It varies by vendor.
Well, you're a vendor. I mean, and you got a lot of stuff to put out. So, I mean, do you do it, get there early, especially for you to get yours done and then go work everybody else? Or do you get everybody else done first and then you go do yours?
Well, we set up our chamber tents and kind of talk to everybody and get everybody kind of lined up. And then I generally have plenty of time to get mine set up then after that. So, yeah, we've got it down to a science. We've done it so many times at this point.
But I think the footprint is what wows people the first time in. I mean, you've got an aerial view, which you could show it on the radio, but we can't, unfortunately. But, I mean, it's vast. I mean, it's like a little village that just shows up in the nighttime and then goes away around noon.
That's very
Absolutely.
True. And this is our 31st year of this market. We are one of the oldest and largest farmers markets in the state. I've seen numbers that in central Ohio there are 38 farmers markets that operate. But we're one of the premier ones, certainly in our minds and most customers' minds.
Well, I think that track record would certainly indicate that. I had occasion to meet the Buckeye lady who operates out of Grandview. She came over one time. Hmm. She was here, I think, last summer. Okay. It was a very warm day. She has, like, carts. Uh-huh. So she brought a cart in, and I'm like, so what's keeping you from going back? She's like, there wasn't a lot of shade, but there was a great, great, great crowd. So that's, I think, what prompts people to want to come back and set up again, because you've got that reputation and you've got that great crowd.
Yeah, and we try to get a handle on how many, you know, head count actual, which is virtually impossible to do entirely accurately. But when we've made concerted efforts to try to get a head count, we're in 2,100, 2,500 range of patrons, customers, per Saturday morning, mm-hmm. which we're proud of.
That's absolutely probably rivaling some grocery store.
Oh, I would think. Yeah. You know, Betsy, you moved to where you're at now at Raccoon Valley Park a number of years ago, and a lot of people were worried about, hey, we liked that it was downtown. We could park, we could walk and do that. But, and I think a lot of people had some apprehension. Not from what I've seen. I mean, the parking lot is full. It's worked out pretty well.
It has. It has. Change is always a little tricky. But, you know, we found that, you know, it's really easy for people to park. We have so much parking available. It's a beautiful setting. And there's nice things like there's a playground right there for the kids, which I think they really enjoy. It's always quite full throughout the market, and they have a good time. And we're able to fit more vendors and have a little bit more wiggle room, which has been nice as well. So I think it's worked out pretty well.
And the parking is ample. I mean, when you get in there, you got the parking lot itself, the paved lot. I mean, we usually park in the little grass lot behind, you know, off to the side as you pull in there, but there's more in the back. And you said the playground, and what always cracks my wife up, we laugh about, is when we get there, no offense to the husbands, but you'll see a lot of the dads taking the kids to the playground area, and the moms all congregate towards the crafts and stuff. It cracks us up every time. The dads are like, all right, if I gotta go, I'll take them. That's the joy of that being over there. I mean, it gives the kids something to do, keeps them so you can go spend some money and get what you want. It's just a great and a neat place. How do you kind of work out who's going to be at the farmer's market? I know year after year you have the same folks, but I mean, there's new ones as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of retention, which we appreciate. A lot of our vendors have been with us for many years. But there's some each year we lose a couple and pick up a couple. That's a lot of the work we do through the winter time. I mean, we have almost, not daily, but certainly every week throughout the winter, we're approached, hey, I'd like to be part of the Granville market. What do I got to do? How do I apply? So we screen those throughout the winter. We pride ourselves on having a great variety of vendors. We don't want, you know, 12 cheesemakers. We want a mix of different
kinds. Hold on a minute. I'll take 12 cheesemakers. I'm good with that, Steve.
Maybe 10. But not 12. No, we really want to have a wide mix of different kinds of foods and produce and growers so that the customers have a wide choice.
And do the growers have to be people locally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We also proudful, if that's a word.
It is now.
That our vendors are local growers, farmers, neighbors, literally, of many of us. And we define local as Central Ohio. So it doesn't have to be Granville Township, but they are all from in and from Central Ohio.
Good stuff.
It is. Now, you have Earth in the Arts. Maybe explain to folks what that's all about. And my wife, so everybody knows, has purchased some of your items. But go ahead. I'll tell you how happy she was.
With the kids over at the playground.
My kid, if you see me over there with kids, something's wrong. At 28 and 25, they're not getting on any swing set.
My company is, I make natural and certified organic ingredients. I make handcrafted soaps and lip balms and bath bombs. This is my 24th year of selling these products and my 12th year at the Granville Farmers Market. So I've been doing it a long time and I really enjoy it. And just like coming up with different kinds of combinations and good smells and I haven't made my product. So,
you know, like I said, my wife has purchased some for herself. She's purchased some for Christmas gifts for her mother. You know, you say natural. What is the process to make it then? People hear that and they think, well, wait a minute. It's soaps and stuff. What is the process for you?
Oh, yeah. So I choose the different kinds of fats, which would be like vegetable oils and or things like lard, and, you know, get those to a liquid temperature. And then I mix them with water or milk, or I've done wine, some sort of a liquid. And then you use lye, which, by the way, is in every soap. And then you mix these all together till it kind of becomes like a pudding, pour it in the molds, cut it the next day, and then 3 to 4 weeks later, They're ready to use.
So I mean, it's a process.
It is. It is. And it requires some planning ahead, which can be a little difficult because I can't just make them and have them ready for the next week. I have to, if I run out, I'm in trouble. Got to wait for it to cure.
So you have to kind of anticipate then what people are buying. Does that change seasonally?
Absolutely. Yeah, I do different scents. Like I just got my pumpkin soap ready to go. So this weekend pumpkin soap will be coming out. So I do in the summer, I do gardener's ones or soaps to help with poison ivy. And so, it changes.
You should have called here a few weeks ago. He could have used that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's, oh boy,
that's good stuff. But I mean, it's functional and great smelling. So I mean, that's just one example of the things that you find at the Granville Farmers Market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you test these things on your husband?
Absolutely, I sure do.
What about on yourself?
And myself.
Okay, I don't know if a husband was the test dummy.
Well, right. Lavender, I mean, that one can be a little dodgy at the office.
Oh, my. So
especially if you're a dude.
How did you get involved? I mean, was it just something you just said one day, hey, I don't see enough of these things out there. I want to be able to do this.
No, really. I was in college and, a poor college student. So I did a lot of handmade gifts. And I kind of started with a kit from, I don't know, craft store, Michael's or something. And went from there. I made the soaps, thought it was fun, and then learned, I can do this from scratch. Mm-hmm. And kind of just ballooned.
That's pretty cool. I haven't, the wife has, and she loves them, and her mother-in-law loves them, so you can't beat that. But to Joel's point, Steve, that's the beauty of it. I mean, you got somebody who's making natural soaps, and then you can find your cheese, you got the meat folks, you got all the veggies. Bryn Bird has hers there. You got the donuts, and then you have food trucks as well.
We do. We have two trucks. The De Noche food truck is there every Saturday morning. And we have a truck comes down from Mount Vernon. It's called Green Vibes. It's a juice truck and healthy drinks and lemonade and coffee also.
Yeah, brilliant. So there's a lot going on. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town, and we're going to talk about the big event coming up later this month on September 28th, a great chance for folks to get out and really enjoy a neat farmer's market at the Granville Farmer's Market. We'll be right back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Steve Matheny, and Betsy Roberts, the co-market managers of the Granville Farmers Market. All right, Steve, you've got the big event on September 28th. Maybe talk a little bit about what's going to be taking place.
Yeah, happy to. This is our second annual, we call it our Fall Harvest Festival, on the 28th of September, peak of the fall season. We're going to have some special activities going on that day. We have a horse-drawn hay wagon ride for kids and families to enjoy. We have a special musical entertainment from the Side Effects Duo. We're going to have face painting for kids and lots of pumpkins and gourds, apples, cider, all your, fall produce that you want to be sure to get.
And all the baked goods.
Oh, yeah.
Apple baked goods.
Right. I was not going to let that get by, Betsy. Don't worry.
I feel like maybe Steve buried the lead there a little bit.
Maybe.
You have me at baked goods.
Well, but also, Betsy's going to have pumpkin soap.
This is true.
Betsy, I like you. No offense or anything like that. If it was held to my head and said you could get a pumpkin pie or a pumpkin soap, I'll let the wife get the soap. I'll get the pumpkin pie. But that is a great thing. I mean, I'm looking at some of the things that are going to be there. I mean, there's somebody here who's is going to bring homemade caramels. Now, my sister-in-law makes homemade caramels. So you know I'm going to buy these because I would put my sister-in-law's up against any. But that's the fun thing of this, especially when you have a theme, you know, the seasonal theme. I mean, you're going to find a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, is there something in particular that even you two will go towards during this the harvest market?
Well, that's where I source my jack-o'-lantern pumpkin. We have a longtime vendor that comes and he does pumpkins. That's what he does. So white, green, orange, yellow, any kind of pumpkin you want, he probably has it. So that's what I'll
do. Do you carve them?
I have carved pumpkins. Yes, I do.
Because if anybody's seen my carved pumpkin, he'll tell you.
Terrible. In a word, terrible.
Yeah, that's how I'd say it. Because last year we did kind of a pumpkin carving contest here, and let's just say that there were not a lot of votes for the Donny pumpkin. I will tell you that.
Gave up pretty early on. But, I mean, that's the art of jack-o'-lantern carving. You got to have a great pumpkin to start with. So the green ones and the white ones, I mean, are they big, robust pumpkins like the orange ones?
Absolutely.
Because I've never seen, I mean, I always think of jack-o'-lanterns being that big, bright orange, Charlie Brown, you know, kind of pumpkin.
Well, we got those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, green ones and... They tend to be rough texture and what's the word I want?
Decorative.
Kind of ugly.
What's but, the name?
That's the word I'm searching for.
But, well, but that's what you want on Halloween.
Well, that's what some people want.
Yeah.
What's
that's
the word
hilarious.
I'm searching for?
Ugly.
Ugly.
Look right at you.
Well, I'm not going to argue that. I'm in a green shirt, too, now that I think about it. But, you know, the other thing that cracks me up about that is not just a pump. It's all the different gourds. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll find whatever you're looking for. And a lot of people, I've already got a neighbor who's already gone fall nutty. She's got stuff everywhere. Yeah. But, I mean, she's got a lot of those gourds. It's amazing. I mean, where do you get these folks? Are these local here in Granville, or are you finding these outside of Granville?
Well, the one guy I'm thinking of, his name is Lance. He's not right here in Granville, but I'm not sure. He's maybe Utica or St. Louisville, maybe. He's in the area, but not right in Granville. But he comes every year with a big trailer full of pumpkins. So.
And you got the, you said you're going to have the horse-drawn hay wagon for the kids.
Yep.
You're going to have face painting. I know we'll be out there. I think Angie will be out there for that. And then you got the side effects duo. When will they be taking place? And I'm trying to picture where you're going to put them.
The music?
Yeah.
The music is down on the far end of the mark. We call it the far end. It's down right next to the playground, typically. So as you come in off of River Road, the road wraps around the market, and we're the music stage or tent, it's not a stage, it's a tent, is down right near the playground. So the hay wagon, we think, is going to be doing a circuit around the all the vendors pretty much all morning long. So, yeah, I mean, again, we start at 8:30, go till noon. So, you know, mid-morning, things will be in full gear.
You're going to have to temper the kids on the playground, be the tent for the musicians that close. I mean, you know, maybe a little competing action. Are they able to turn it up to 11?
Oh, they're cute. The kids will come over and boogie.
Oh, okay.
They, they come over and listen to the music, and especially the little tiny ones. They just crack me up. Yeah. They just get into that music.
That's awesome.
Now, I'm looking at your map here, the layout, and it looks like about 42, you know, in that ballpark. Now, will you be able to accommodate more for the event on the 28th, or you'll keep it right in that ballpark?
We pretty much keep ourselves at or near 50, not quite 50 vendors. And we are primarily a food and growers market, bakers and food items, rather than crafts and arts. We do have each week we do have a few craft people, but first and foremost we are a farmers market and food market. So we'll have a new, not new, but we have an apple grower who is organic apples. They will be with us that day, and that'll be their first day at the market this year. So we have several vendors with apples and cider. So it's a great time to come down because it's peak harvest time for many of the growers.
Mm-hmm. So.
Right on. No, and we're cider people. I mean, you get a good apple cider. I mean, come on now. It doesn't get much better than that.
I was going to say the same thing. I always search out the cider this time of year.
No doubt about it. It's good. Now, will you have, again, for folks who've been there, you know, I know you have Crazy Cucumber there. You have down in the back a gentleman who I really like with his meats and cheeses, the back corner. Will those folks be there as well for that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're still going to see.
All our regulars.
Yeah.
Plus, like our pumpkin guy and our new, they're not new, but our organic apple growers, Charlie's Apples is their name, they will be with us. But all the regulars will be there.
I wonder if Crazy Cucumber would put together a pumpkin pickle. I mean, the guy does everything. Every time I go there, it seems like there's something new.
Just might.
Hey, you got to get into the spirit of things.
Maybe you could carve a pickle for
there you
Halloween,
go.
Maybe.
I feel like this just took an ugly turn.
Oh, it did. Don't worry. I tried to do something.
Halloween pickles. Wow.
Well, this is the guy that says, I'm looking for the word ugly. Yeah. Betsy, when you talked about you're going to have the pumpkin soaps and those kind of things. So you have to do those, you mentioned, a couple weeks in advance to make sure you have plenty there. I'm assuming you'll have plenty of pumpkin.
I do plan on having plenty of pumpkins there. And we will, buy my little my little pie pumpkins from the farmer's market and roast those and put those right in the pumpkin soap.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I bought some more this past week to get roasted and make sure I have plenty made for the next few weeks.
Some people go pie route on those. Other people go soap route on those.
Exactly.
I'll be darned.
You just never know.
Huh.
I can't imagine what your house smells like. I'd love to be her neighbor.
No kidding. No kidding, the wind is just right. Betsy's cooking again.
No, she's not. She's making soap. That is just so cool. Again, what times for that special?
8:30 till noon, Saturday, September 28th. See you there. We also want to thank our big sponsor, helpful sponsor for this event is Park National Bank. And the Granville Area Chamber of Commerce are the prime sponsors for this event. The Chamber runs the Granville Farmers Market and has for years, and we look forward to having you all out. Come see us.
It should be a good time. I know we'll be there. The radio station will be over there. This is Angie Evans. She'll eat this up. She's a tree hugger, so she's going to love being over there for all that stuff. I guarantee you that. No doubt about it. Well, again, Steve and Betsy, I really appreciate you coming in. Folks haven't gotten over there. They need to get there. I suggest you get there a little early. The one day we got there about 11 o'clock, and, man, the lines at some of those places were pretty long. And some places were already starting to sell out of stuff.
This can happen.
Yeah.
So early is good.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you can get over there early. Again, Steve Matheny and Betsy Roberts, co-market managers of the Granville Farmers Market, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.